The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen.
So we continue on Lamed Gimel, starting from the Mishnah. השוחט בהמה חיה והעופל לא יצא מהם דם כשרים ונאכלים בידם מסואבות לפי שלא הוכשרו בדם. So a guy slaughtered a behema, or a haya, or an off. No blood came out. Doesn't matter, you don't need blood to come out for the animal to be kasher. As long as you cut the simanim, so there's no blood, so blood does shechita. It's kashera, kasherim. ונאכלים בידם מסואבות. And even if the person's hands are a sheni letum'ah, he's able to eat it. Because since there was no blood, one of the things that's makhshir of food to receive tum'ah is that it's touched by one of the liquids. One of the liquids is dam. Since this meat over here did not have dam on it, so it was not mukhshar, the tum'ah. So even if it says a mesu'avot, mesu'avot means it's a sheni the tum'ah. Even if it touches it, it won't make it tameh. Because for something to bring tum'ah, it has to be mukshal tuma. So a bloodless shechita will not make a hechsher, obviously, and therefore you can eat it biyadayim misu'avot. Misu'avot means even if the hands are a sheni. Rabbi Shimon omer uchsheru b'shechita. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says uchsheru b'shechita. Since the shechita kosher the animal to be eaten, the shaita also is makshir the animal for tum'ah. It's like a hashivut. The shaita is makshir it to receive tum'ah. Okay. Let's read the rashis. Ovadia will read for us the rashis on the Mishnah.
רש"י, בידי מסואבות? כלומר, בלא נטילה, דגזרו עליהם להיו השניות.
Regular hands without נטילה ידיים are השני לטומאה.
ובגמרא פריך, אפילו הוכשרו נמי, אין שני עושה שלישי בחולים.
Exactly, what do I care? So זה זה השני. Even if the meat became הוכשר, השני does not make a שלישי by חולים. So then what's the difference? So the Gemara will explain that. Continue. הוכשרו בשחיטה.
ניגוד השריה שחיטה והכפסה מידי אבל מן החי,
since the shaita makes it food, the inyan eating, that the shaita takes it out of the eved menachai status, so the shaita makes it food, the inyan tumat ochlin, that it receives, that it's susceptible to receive tumat. Gemara, tama de lo yatsa mehemda. It's only because no blood came out as a bloodless shaita. Ha yatsa mehemda en echalim beyadam eso avot. So you cannot eat it with the hands of a sheni. Amai. Yadayim sheni hoten. The hands at most are a sheni. Rein sheni osa shlishi v'cholin. A sheni cannot make a shlishi on cholin. Umimai de b'cholin askinam. Who told you we're talking about cholin? Maybe we're talking about kadashim. And we know a sheni can make a shlishi by kadashim. Kadashim can even go to a nevi'i. So therefore, maybe we're talking about kadashim. Tiktani chaya. Because one of the things the Mishnah says, Shemad Bema chaya. And therefore, ilut kadashim, chaya b'kadashim, mi'ika, you don't bring a chaya as a korban. So then we cannot be talking about korbanot in the Mishnah. Number two, v'tu, I b'kadashim, ki lo yatsa mehem dam, kesherah, hu atzmo ledam hu tzarich. Which means, how can you say that the shechita is kesherah by kadashim that was bloodless? The whole thing that's matir, the kadashim, is the sprinkling of the blood. So you need blood to matir it. So you cannot tell me that a bloodless shechita will be matir kadashim. The whole purpose of the shaita is the blood. V'tu, and furthermore, ibe kadashim ki yatsa mehem dam mi machshir v'ha amar b'chaya bar abba amar b'chanan min daim le dam kadashim shelo machshir שנאמר על הארץ השפכנו כמים, דם שנשפך כמים מכשיר, שאינו נשפך כמים אינו מכשיר. The Gemara says that the only type of blood that's makshir food to be susceptible to tumah is blood that spills like water on the floor. However, blood that does not spill like water on the floor, for example, dam of kadashim, you don't spill the blood on the floor. You take the blood and you spill it on the mizbeah. So therefore, anyway, it cannot be talking about kadashim. Because even if it was a blood shechita, it would not makshir it. Because that type of blood is not blood that is spilled on the floor. That's the type of blood that's spilled on the mizbeah. So the Gemara goes even furthermore. He bekadashim ki lo yatsa mehem dam lo mitkashre litkashre b'chibat hakodesh. The kaimalan chibat hakodesh b'chsharatam. Even a bloodless shechita will still make kadashim susceptible to receive tumah, because it's a concept of chibat hakodesh, which means since it's kodesh, which is a high level of kedusha, the love or the endearment, I'll call it, of kodesh makes it mukshar l'tumah. Just like, for example, the wood on the mizbeach, the esteem, the woods that's on the mizbeach, or the frankincense, even the things that are non-edibles become susceptible to receive tumah because chibat hakodesh, the esteem of kodesh, the importance of kodesh. So similarly over here, blood's got nothing to do with kadashim. It'll be susceptible on its own because of the chibat hakodesh. So therefore, we have a question over here. Then what's the case that you're telling me that if it became hukshan l'tum'ah, so you cannot touch it with shini hands, and it's not talking about kadashim? Okay, catch up on the Rashi's. Rashi. Right, which means blood that falls on the floor is like water. But however, blood of korbanot is not makshir. So we proved it that the Mishnah cannot be talking about kadashim. So back to the question, give me a case where you cannot, you have hands that are sheni, that you cannot touch the meat. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abba Rabu, Achab Beholin, Shelachan Bekesef Maaser Askinan Udo Kerebi Meir. We're talking about Kesef, Maaser Sheni. That you went with that Kesef and you bought Holin. You bought foodstuff with it. Like Rashi says, Birushalayim Bechtiv, and Atta Kesef, Ashminan De Sheni, Avidu Shelishin Udo Kerebi Meir. We're learning over here that Maaser Sheni stuff, money that you bought with Maaser Sheni, if you touch it, it'll become a shenishi. So the Gemara says, "Udlo can be mir, but it's not fine. She doesn't be mir. But nan kol ataun biatmayim medvrei sofrim. Anybody that needs to go to the mikveh, to the rabbanan, the rabbis made takanot. Certain people, like we're at the Masechet Shabbat, certain people, the rabbis made a gezerah that they must go to the mikveh. So anybody that needs to go to the mikveh, medvrei sofrim, biatmayim medvrei sofrim, metameh et hakodesh." Let's go slow. What does metameta kodesh mean? It means that person has a din of a sheni, would make kodesh a shenishi, which in turn can make kodesh a divi'i. Metame means it becomes tameh, and it can be metameh others. So therefore, if a person is a sheni, so sheni will make a shenishi by kodesh, and subsequently the kodesh will make a divi'i by kodesh. When you see the word posel, that's by teruma. A sheni can make teruma a shenishi, and it stops there. So therefore, anybody that needs to go to the mikveh with Rabbanan has a din of a sheni. And therefore, if he touches kodesh, kodesh is tameh, to make a shenishi, to make a revi'i. But if he touches teruma, it must be pasul, umutar b'chonin, umaser. However, a sheni is mutar to eat chonin, umutar to touch chonin, umimaser. And he can even touch maser sheni, devrei rabbi meir. Rachamim osri b'maser. Right over here. Rachamim say, the sheni cannot touch Maaser. So what do you see from over here? See from over here that Amishnah was talking about Maaser. Oh, so the Gemara says, Matkif la Rav Shimi bar Hashem, Mimai, Dil ma'ad kano pedi gira banan adri b'meir, Ela ba'achilat Maaser. Maybe that the rabbis were only arguing over here, and then eating Maaser. Maybe the whole argument is, can a sheni eat Maaser? Aval b'negi'a de Maaser, v'achilat de chonin la pedi gira. Which is maybe both will hold that the Giyaz Mutar, that maybe this whole argument was over here was what that a sheni cannot eat maaser, but touching maaser, maybe even the Rabbi Meir will say that a sheni can touch maaser. Oh, veha nigiyai, and our Mishnah is talking about nigiyah. Our Mishnah's din is talking about a sheni touching. How do I know? Medektari neechalin biyadayim misoavot. It says they can be eaten biyadayim misoavot. What is that talking about? You know, askina dekasafe lehavre. Meaning, the friend is taking it and feeding it to somebody else. So the whole deen over here is a deen in touching. When you're taking it and you're feeding it to a tahor guy. So leave the guy who's eating it. The guy who's eating it is tahor. The question, can you take it and feed it to him? So if it's mukshar, we're saying you cannot touch it. What do you mean? If you say cannot touch it, it cannot be talking about ma'asir. Because could be, if it's mukshar, it says you cannot eat it b'yadayim misu abot. You cannot touch it b'yadayim misu abot. But I mean, if it's going on ma'asir, ma'asir, everybody will hold that touching, it'll be okay. So therefore, what's the case of the Mishnah? Odd pam, if you tell me it's maaser, maaser, maybe the only machloket is going to be eating, but everybody will hold sheni can touch maaser. So if you can't tell me the case of the Mishnah is maaser, because our Mishnah says you can't touch a b'yadayim misoavot if it was mukshar. What do you mean? According to everybody, maaser, you can't touch. Okay, catch up with the Rashi. Call.
כל הטעון ביד מים מדברי סופרים, כלשהו מן התורה טהור, וסופרים גזרו עליו טומאה כגון הידיים והכלים שנטבעו במשקים, והברו שעוברו בו במים שאובים, וכל האמורים ביציאת השבת, 18 דבר, כולם טומאת שני וטומאה.
But she says, there's 18 cases of מסכת שבת that they made a gezerah on, that person, for example, takes a shower. מים שאובים goes over his head, rabbis made a gezerah, that what? It'll become a sheni l'tumah. Different gezerot. So all those are darbanan. And what's the deen? Gazru alehem
v'tameh. Et ha-kodesh ad she'oseh hu shilishi v'tameh hu she'oseh rebe'i.
Poseh the terumah.
Shilishi v'tumah pasul. Ve'lo ha-bid rebe'i. V'maseh ha-sokta nafka lan mitevo yom b'kach mikha v'chom.
V'chemim mosrim.
V'maaseh alma she'ani maaseh v'chonim.
V'mahi alfat merabbanan d'sheni oseh shilishi v'maaseh. Dilma ad kan.
Lo kas lerabbanan ila d'asur l'echol mi she'adav n'soavot o habay ma'ayim sh'ovim lo yocha v'maaseh.
Asurim v'maaseh achila mashma. אבל אכילה דחונין מודו בנגיעה דמעשר נמנו עשר ומדיתיר עשה לה אפילו בנגיעה הרבינו זה משנה סתוק מהאכילה מדקטרי נאכלים don't say אוכלים נאכלים means you're feeding it to somebody else so therefore you're not allowed to touch it to feed it to somebody else even though you're not eating it so you see our משנה is discussing נגיעה and still it says נגיעה is אסור if it's מוכשר אלא אמר הפפה דגמרה says בידיים תחילות עסקינן ורבי שמעון בן אלעזר היא המשנה is talking about over here ידיים are תחילות what does תחילות mean? The hands already shown now we know it is shown can make a שני even by חולים so you don't have to say the case of the משנה is talking about קדשים cannot be you don't have to say the משנה is talking about מעשר cannot be אלא המשנה is talking about חולים Oh, which case you have to be concerned about Holin to become a Sheni? Well, your hands were a Bishon. Like the Shita of the Bishimon ben Azadetanya, En Yadayim Techilot Lachonin. Talakama says, your hands are not a Bishon against Becholin. The Bishimon ben Azar Omen, Bishon ben Meir, Yadayim Techilot Lachonin. That the hands have a deen of a Bishon against Becholin. Ushniyot Litruma. What does that mean? Ushniyot Litruma. So what explains? Techilat lechudin. The Gemara says, Techilat lechudin, which means the hands are a lishon for chudin and a sheni for teruma. What does that mean, a sheni for teruma? If your hands are already shown to be making teruma a sheni, certainly hands are already shown can make teruma a sheni. Why does it say that the hands are considered a sheni legabe teruma? So the Gemara says, תחילת לחולין אין לתרומה לה הכי כמובן תחילות אף לחולין that it's a תחילה even for חולין שניות לתרומה אין לחולין לה but when it comes to שניות it can only affect תרומה because שני makes a שלישי by תרומה but it cannot make a שני a שלישי by חולין so therefore we have a chance talking about the case of תחילות It will not make it.
It's only for sale. It
stops at that.
It stops at the Truma and it stops off for Chulin also.
Correct. Look at Rashi. Read the Rashi starting from. Acha.
Acha, Matritin, the Dayek, Hahuk Shiru, Paslabehu, Nigiati Adaim, so
Abu. Rabbi Adaim Shiniot Kamar.
אלא בידיים תחילות. וכמה מפרש, הן נהנו ידיים תחילות, ומקליטים בכמה בידיים תחילות, הוזכרו אף להיות ראשונות לחולים. ובי שמעון בן אלעזר, אין ידיים תחילות לחולים. במקום שהוזכר ידיים תחילות, כמו ידיים שהוכנסו לבית המנוגן,
We'll discuss that case. That's hands. That's they went into the house of the Mitzorah. His body didn't go in. If his body goes in, his whole body is coming. He just took his hands in. So he just takes his hand and he connects him out, even though it's miksat gufo, the din is that his hands have a din of a techina, of a nishon. The mikri.
The mikru techilot, lo hiskiru esel cholim, the becholim lo havu, ela sheniot, ela nanyantiru ma bekadashim, shabin hu techilot.
Vashenken.
Vashar yadayim, da afilu truma sheniot hevya.
Rabbi Shimon.
Ben Elazar omer yadayim techilot, huskiru esel cholim. בידיים שניות, כגון סתם ידיים הוזכרו אצל תרומה לעשותה שלישים ופוסקים.
Which means תחילות is a deen by חולין, according to בשביל מלעזה. If the hands are really short, they can make חולין השני. סתם ידיים שניות, the law of שני, that was a law that was said by תרומה. Because שני can make תרומה A שלישי. So if our Mishnah, let's go back. Our Mishnah is talking about חולין. And if the meat got the hukshar with the blood, it's susceptible to receive tumah. Therefore, if the rishon touches the cholin meat, it'll make it a sheni. It's omed rabbanan. I'm not following your question. His hands are already shown. So that's why the Mishnah says he cannot eat it.
He cannot eat it.
Mishnah,
that's all the people in the Beit Abel, the Abelim. House.
What about everybody in the world? Today we're not makbid on any of this. Today we're not makbid on any of this.
So what would he eat? What would he eat if they
cannot be makbid. A tamei person cannot be makbid.
Who said they need it? They said they didn't eat it, or just it becomes tamei?
It becomes tamei.
Yeah, it becomes tamei.
Well, if somebody's makbid to eat his cholin mektusha, he has a problem. So they feed it to him. They feed it. Okay, comes the Gemara and says. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the case? Miika yadayim techidot. Do you have a case where your hands become a rishon? Gemara says, "In." You do have a case where hands become a rishon. The Tanya, we have a brayta. Hechnish yadav lebet haminuga. He stuck his hand in the house of the mitzorah, even though he didn't go in. It's miksat gufo. Yadav techidot. Devre Rabbi Akiva. Makamim omrim yadav sheniot. Okay, Akamim say when he sticks his hands in, his hands become a shenit. But according to Rabbi Akiva, at least it has become a rishon. So Gemara says, "Dekuna'alma bi'ah b'miksad la'sheme bi'ah." Everybody holds that entering partially is not considered entering, and therefore technically midoraita he should be ta'or degame. V'haka b'gezera yadav atu gufo kamepalge. The machlok rovir is: do we make a gezera on his hands atu his body? Mor sabari yadav kigufo shavinu rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds just like if he went in, he would be a rishon. So they made a gizra on his hands to be a rishon, atu if his body went in. Omor sabari yadayim ki yadayim de'alma shavinu rabbanan. But the other rabbi says no, yadayim are like yadayim, and normally yadayim only go to the level of sheni, and therefore we made a gizra and yadayim is better menugah to go up to the level of a sheni. But what do you see at least over here? That indeed, yes, yadayim can become a rishon midrabbanan. And therefore, we're saying that the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that Yadayim Techilot Nechonin. So the Gemara is going to ask, why did you have to say to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Because it's Rabbi Akiva. You see, Rabbi Akiva also is that Yadayim can become a Rishon. Veluk ma ke Rabbi Akiva damar Yadav Techilot Avyan. Why did you just say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva? It says Dilma ki kama Rabbi Akiva hanimili betruma vekadashin dehamili. We don't know what Rabbi Akiva was talking about. When he said that if you stick your hands in the Betta Menugah, maybe he only meant it's Rishon Gabet Truman Cholin, which are severe items. Avan Cholin Shniyot Avyan. Who told you? Maybe the Gabet Cholin, there's going to be a Sheni Avyan. But the Avyan Nami Shniyot. So the Gemara says, so what? Let the hands be a Shenit. The Had Shamin of the Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds Sheni Ose Shinishi Becholin. So therefore, even if you want to say that Rabbi Akiva was only talking about his hands already shown the Gabet Turuman Egnish, but still we can say that according to the Gabet Cholin, his hands will be a Sheni. So what? Rabbi Akiva holds that a Sheni can make a Shinishi by Cholin. And then we can still say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. On that day, Rabbi Akiva made a derasha called Keli Cheres Yitma. It says anything that's in the Keli Cheres doesn't say will become Tameh. Yitma means it'll become Tameh to make something else Tameh. That means, let's say a Sheretz went into the airspace of a Keli Cheres. The Sheretz is a Av.
it makes the kli haris a rishon. The food in the kli haris becomes a sheni, and it's a yitma. That means that foodstuff can make something else a shlishi. Tame lo ne'emar ela yitma letame achanim limed al kikar sheni, on a kikar. That's a sheni, the tuma shu osse shlishi mecholin. Oh, so therefore, why couldn't you send him to Shnaz going like Nabi Akiva? And really, you tell me that the hands are a sheni, and the hands are touching the chodin, which is the basar, and it makes it a shenishi, because Nabi Akiva says sheni can make a shenishi, the chodin. Maybe Nabi Akiva only said that when the tumah that got on his hands is a tumah deoraita. But over here, we're talking about tumah beta menuga. Tumah of the hands of the beta menuga is only the rabbanan. So we have no proof that Rabbi Akiva will say that a sheni can make a shenishi by a chodin on the rabbanan tumah. He only says by kli haris, which is a deoraita. But Rabbi Shimon al-Azhar clearly said that yadav tehilot, even in the rabbanan case, make a tumah for chodin to make it a sheni. Okay, so that's the answer of the Gemara. Okay, they want to catch up on the Shi. Yeah, you can read it. That means he made the Vilat Yadayim, so his hands were pure. Then he stuck one of his hands into the Beta Menuga. So now all of a sudden those hands become a Rishon. If he didn't, then the hands are Tamei ready. So
they wouldn't get.
They would not go backwards. They would stay made.
They would stay
a Sheni. Yeah.
Oh wow.
They would say we cannot go backwards maybe. Only from Tahara you go to Rishon, but from Shnei you can go back to Rishon. No, Yadai Bi'ah Miksat. Everybody knows obviously that partial entrance is not considered an entrance. If you consider partial entrance an entrance, the whole body would have to go to the Mikveh. And nobody's saying his whole body has to go to the Mikveh over here. Which gizra they put on his hands? Okay, so the Gemara comes along and says, why don't you say it's like Rabbi Akiva? Okay, we did that already. Comes the Gemara and says, new answer. Amar Boshaya. Acha beholdin shenasu atarat hakodesh askinan. Another answer. The holdin in the Mishnah is holdin that is treated on the level of Kodesh, which means in the olden days, people sometimes that wanted to train themselves who ate Kodesh, so they would treat even their holdin on the level of Kodesh. So therefore, to practice, exactly. So therefore, Amishnah is talking about holdin that's on the level of Kodesh, and that makes very much sense. So really, his hands are a sheni, and therefore it's mukshar, the hands can make Kodesh a shenishi, because Kodesh can even become a revi'i. So therefore, it's holdin shenasu atarat a Kodesh, udlo k'Rabbi Yoshua. But it's not following the shita of Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, Rashi, atarat a Kodesh. Kegon. Adam al-Agir.
לאכול קדשים ורוצים להיות להגיר כדין בשמירת טהרתם ושומר אף חולין מכל תומות הפוסלות בקודש והשמיעינה לשני עביד ברוש שלישים.
Okay, beautiful, which means like he said, a guy wants to practice to live on the Kodesh level, so he treats his holin with the same severity that it shouldn't come in contact with anything that can make a korban tameh. So that holin has a status of Kodesh. So therefore, if his hands are a sheni, he cannot touch it because it will make the Kodesh a shilishi. That's the case of the Mishnah. But it's not Rabbi Yoshua. Why? Look at Rabbi Yoshua. Wow, so Rabbi says, you cannot make a holin a tarat a Kodesh. He says, batla dato. A guy acts like that, he's not normal, and therefore the sheni is not going to make a shilishi on holin shenasu a tarat a Kodesh. Batla dato. You cannot make a tuman such a holin. But if we see that, Netanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaOchel Ochel Rishon Shini 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 Shini. You ever hear the saying, you are what you eat? That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. If you eat Ochel that is a Rishon, you become a Rishon. If you eat Ochel that was a Shini, the guy himself becomes a Shini. If he eats Ochel that's a Shilishi, he becomes a Shilishi. Look at Rashi. HaOchel That means if his body becomes a Rishon, whatever he touches will become a Sheni.
Ochel, ochel, שני, נעשה גופו שני, להיות מגע ראש ושי. שלישי, שלישי, תמי מפרש תעמד בלבי
אל עזד.
אל עזד. דמשווה אוכל כמאכל עצמו.
Which means, no, דמשווה אוכל למאכל. He makes the eater like the food. You are what you, the food and the eater are equal.
ודווקא שהמחצים פרס.
Okay, now that she just says, side point, it says he has to eat a certain שיעור. To get this tovah in,
שזהו שיעור אוכלין תמאים לצולת הגבייה.
Fine, it's called tovah הגבייה, tovah of the person.
ויש
שתי ביצים. Okay, two,
the tshun of two ביצים. אבל בנגיעה לא מטמא אוכל אדם, שאין אדם יכולים מטמאים אלא מאב התורה.
Okay, אבל בנגיעה לא מטמא
אוכל אדם, שאין אדם יכולים מטמאים.
Correct, which means Adam and Kelim can only become tamer from an abatuma, as we know.
This is the Rabbanans.
Oh, because all the Rabbanans. Okay, to make a Gemara like this, this is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yeshua says what? Let's continue the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ha'ochel, ochel rishon v'sheni. So he says, if you eat ochel, that's a rishon, or a sheni, you become a sheni. Shelishi, if you eat ochel, that's a shelishi, sheni la kodesh. You become a sheni legabe kodesh to make it a shelishi. Ve'en sheni le truma. However, you will not become a sheni to make truma a shelishi. So again, well, that's going to be Yeshua. Ha'ochel ochel rishon v'sheni. If you ate a one and a two, becomes a sheni. Ve'en a shelishi. Shlishi will only make him a sheni legabe kodesh, but will not make him a sheni legabe teruma. Okay, continue. Let's read the Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Omer.
Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon o ochel sheni have sheni. Tesvida le Rabbi Yeshua, delo mashvinan ochel kemacha.
Ochel kemacha, which means we don't make the eater like the food stuff. It means you ate a one and a two, but still you only become a two. That means we don't make the one a one and a two a two. Even a one and a two is downgraded to a two. We're coming for this. So the Gemara is going to ask that. So why, in the second case, he said if he eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni legabe kodesh. You're keeping him, the eater and the food, the same level. You just told me you don't keep him the same level. Now you're telling me you keep him the same level. He said, ochel rishon or sheni becomes a sheni. Even in the first case. Ochel rishon and sheni becomes a sheni. What do you mean? So it means a sheni becomes a sheni. The ochel and the machaz is the same thing. Okay, what else? Shelishi.
Sheni lakodesh.
Ha'ochel.
Ha'ochel ma'achal shelishi na'ase gufo sheni lakodesh. Ve'avi shelishi ur-vi'i. Kamei mefaresh ta'amah.
Okay, the Gemara is going to explain that. Why when he eats a shelishi, he goes backwards. He becomes a sheni to make kodesh a shelishi and a levi'i. Then.
Ve'en sheni l'truma. Di'i naga l'truma. Lo hasala.
Right, which means if he ate a sheni. Sorry, if he ate a shelishi, he will not become a sheni to make teruma a shelishi. Aval.
Mechal teruma asur. The shelishi mi ha-habe le-aseh ba-achila.
Ah, which means he's still a shelishi. And the shelishi cannot eat teruma. That we know. So although he's not going to be able to impact teruma, because shelishi doesn't make teruma a revi'i, but he's a shelishi himself. So he won't be able to touch it or eat it. Because the shelishi cannot eat teruma.
He makes the same guy, the same level of teruma, will make kodesh a shelishi. But will not make terumah shelishi.
Right. When he eats a shelishi, he becomes a sheni lakodesh. Exactly.
When he eats a shelishi, he becomes a sheni
lakodesh.
How do you eat a shelishi? It's asur also to eat a shelishi, right?
It depends, meaning he ate
the chulin that he kept on the
kara. That's the next line. Even though Rabbi Yeshua says that the guy doesn't become like the food, which means he agrees that the guy becomes a shelishi legabe eating teruma. So therefore, if he ate a shelishi, he becomes a shelishi not legabe to metame something else like to make it tame. But Lenyan, he himself, Shilishi, that he cannot eat teruma. Okay, now, what's the case? What's the case of a guy who eats a shilishi? Like your question, how do you eat a shilishi? What did he eat that made him a shilishi? I mean, he's not a kohen necessarily. So what happens? When it says, Beholin shena'asu al ta'arat teruma. He ate holin that was established on the level of teruma. Now, teruma goes up into a Shlishi. Now, when he's treating chodin shenasu atarat teruma, so that type of foodstuff is susceptible to even to become a shlishi. So therefore, he ate that foodstuff, and therefore that foodstuff was susceptible to become a shlishi. So Gemara says, al tarat teruma im. For some reason, Gemara says only foodstuff that was treated on the level of teruma. Al tarat kodesh no. But it sounds like tarat kodesh no. For some reason, there's no such thing as chodin shenatzin tarat kodesh kodesh Rabbi Yeshua. Kasabar chodin shenatzin tarat kodesh le peru shlishi. There's no such thing. That means, but that's a good idea. A guy treating chodin with such a severity like kodesh, that's too far fetched. It's not going to hal. It's not going to hit. But chodin, to treat chodin like teruma, it'll hit. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the maximum level you can get to chodin is to treat it like teruma. But we're saying our Mishnah is talking about chodin shenasu atarat kodesh. That's going like the first sheet of Rabbi Elazar. That says chodin shenasu atarat kodesh can become a shlishi. Therefore, the hands are a shini in the Mishnah, and it touches the chodin shenasu atarat kodesh to make it a shlishi. That's why Mishnah doesn't like Rabbi Elazar. It's not like Rabbi Yeshua. So the one says bedukme chodin shenasu atarat teruma to Rabbi Yeshua. Which means very simple. Why don't you make the Mishnah then the teruma level? Make it the case where the Mishnah is about chodin that you're treating on the level of teruma, and therefore chodin shenatzatata teruma becomes a shlishi, and if your hands are a shini, if we won't be able to eat it. Why did you have to say the Mishnah is about chodin shenatzatata the kodesh dafka kodesh be the aizid? You could have said the Mishnah is talking about chodin shenatzatata teruma afilu be Yeshua, because the Yeshua's chodin can reach the teruma level. And then for teruma can become a shlishi. Therefore, the hands are a shini. Therefore, the Mishnah, when it says you cannot touch the meat, it's talking about chodin shenatzatara teruma, that you cannot touch it. Why do you have to say it like the aizid at kodesh? You could have said the Yeshua with teruma. We would not think such a thing. The ketari basar. The Mishnah is talking about meat. The ibetruma basar mi'ika. There's no teruma by meat. So if you want to practice, you're not going to practice teruma level only on things that are teruma, comparable to teruma. But basar is not a teruma item. However, elamai bekadashin. Also, you're talking about altarat kodesh. Haya bekadashin mi'ika. Hey. Haya also is not comparable to korbanot. You don't bring haya as a korbanot. Korban says basar be basar mechlaf, but it's meat. So therefore, meat and meat, you can come to make a mistake. And if you know the guys, you know, I want to be standard. All my meat, I want to treat atarat kodesh. However, basar be pedi lo mechlaf. But a guy's not going to mix up if he's treating his basar like teruma. He's not going to mix up basar for a fruit. So therefore, it's not logical to say a guy's going to be mahmir on meat atarat teruma. But to say that it'll be mechmir on meat al tarat kodesh, that you see, even though it's not suitable for a korban, it's suitable for the gezerah that he'll make on himself. So therefore, according to this answer, Mishnah is talking about chodin shenasit al tarat kodesh that has a level of a shenishi, and therefore the guy's hands are a sheni, and therefore when it says if the blood touched the meat. When he made the shechita, the blood is makshir, the meat to be susceptible to tumah, and then he won't be able to touch it. Because if he touches it, it'll become a shlishi. But it's chodin. But it's chodin shenasi l'tarat kodesh. But remember, the Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't make chodin shenasi l'tarat kodesh. It's not Rabbi Yeshua. It's going according to Rabbi Elazar that says, indeed, you can make chodin to the level of kodesh. That's why the Mishnah says, if it got blood on it, the blood is makshir to be susceptible, therefore you cannot touch it, be yadayim, me so avot.